This is the Sakarmuli of 14th of December 2024. Essence. Sweet children, you have the very sharp arrows of Manmanabhav and Madhyajibhav. You are able to conquer Maya with these arrows. Question. On what basis do you children receive the Father's help? In what way should you children thank the Father? Answer. To the extent that you children remember the Father with love, to that extent you receive help from the Father. In order to talk to him with love, keep your connection with him accurate and continue to follow Srimat, and the Father will then continue to help you. You children should thank the Father and say, Baba, you come from the supreme abode and change us from impure to pure. We receive so much happiness from you. We even shed tears out of love for you. Om Shanti. Out of everyone, one's mother and father are the most loved, and a mother and father have a lot of love for their children. The father is the one to whom people say, you are the mother and father. No one says this to a physical mother or father. There is definitely this praise, but no one knows to whom it belongs. If people were to know this, they would go there and take many others there too. However, the drama is destined in this way. Baba only comes when the drama is coming to an end. Previously, there were only live plays, talkies. When a play is over, all the actors come onto the stage. This drama is also an unlimited, huge play. Everything of the Golden Age, the Silver Age, and the Copper Age, all of the cycle of the whole world, should be in the intellects of you children. It is not that the cycle turns in the supreme region or the subtle region. The world cycle turns here in this world. It is remembered that the incorporeal one is also called the truth. Whose praise is this? Sikh people sing this praise from the Granth. Guru Nanak spoke this praise. However, Ek Omkar is the praise of only the incorporeal Supreme Soul. But those people forgot that it was the Supreme Soul's praise and began to praise Guru Nanak. They also believe that Nanak was the Satguru. In fact, all the praise of the whole world belongs to the one alone. No one else should be praised. Just look. If Baba were not to enter Brahma, Brahma would be as worthless as a shell. From shells you are now becoming worth diamonds through the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. The world is now impure. It is the night of Brahma. When the Father comes into the impure world and souls recognize him, they surrender themselves to him. Nowadays, even children are very troublesome. The deities were very good. By taking rebirth, they gradually became Tamopradhan. Sannyasis too used to be very good. They used to help Bharat with their purity. If there had been no purity in Bharat, it would have burnt away on the pyre of lust. There is no sword of lust in the Golden Age. Everyone in this Iron Age is sitting on the thorns of the pyre of lust. This wouldn't be said of the Golden Age. This poison doesn't exist there. It is said, why should you give up nectar and drink poison instead? People who indulge in vice are called impure. Nowadays, people give birth to 10 or even 12 children. There is no control. In the Golden Age, when a baby is to be born, they have a vision of the child in advance. Whilst a soul is still in his old body, he has a vision of the baby he is going to become after leaving his body. A couple only have one son, no more, according to the law there. The population definitely grows, but there is no vice there. Many people ask you how children will be born there. Tell them that everything happens there with the power of yoga. You attain the kingdom of the world with the power of yoga. You cannot attain the kingdom of the world with physical power. Baba has said that if the Christians were to unite, they could govern the whole world. However, the law doesn't allow them to unite. When those two cats fight one another, you children receive the butter. Krishna is shown with butter in his mouth. The butter they show represents the kingdom of the world. The Unlimited Father says that it is the battle with the power of yoga that has been remembered in the scriptures. It is not physical power. Wars of physical violence are spoken of in the scriptures. You have no connection with that. There isn't a war between the Pandavas and the Kauravas. All of those many religions existed 5,000 years ago as well. All of those religions fought one another and destroyed themselves. You Pandavas established the deity religion. It was through this power of yoga that you attained the kingdom of the world. You are now becoming conquerors of Maya and conquerors of the world. Maya, Ravan, does not exist in the Golden Age. You will not make any effigies of Ravan there and burn them. All sorts of images are made now. There can be no such demons or devils. They do not even understand that both men and women have five vices. They put them together and make an effigy of Ravan with 10 heads. They also portray Vishnu with 4 arms. People do not understand this common aspect. They make a huge effigy of Ravan and burn that. The Unlimited Father is explaining these things to you, most beloved children. A father always loves his children, number-wise. Some are most beloved and some are less loved. The dearer a child is to someone, the more loved he would be. Here too, those who are present on service and are merciful are loved. People on the path of devotion ask for mercy. They say, God, please have mercy on me. However, no one knows the drama. Baba's program is fixed for him to come when they have become totally impure. It is not that God can do whatever he wants or that he can come whenever he wants. If he had such power, why has he been defamed so much? And why was he sent into exile? Story of Rama in the Ramayana. These are very incognito matters. Krishna cannot be defamed. It is said, God wouldn't do those things. However, destruction definitely has to take place so it is not a question of saving anyone. Everyone has to be taken back home. Establishment and destruction are inspired, and so there must definitely be God, mustn't there? The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, carries out establishment. Of what? You should ask people the main question. Who is the God of the Gita? The whole world is confused about this. They have put a human being's name in the scripture. No one but God can establish the original eternal deity religion. So how can they say that Sri Krishna is the God of the Gita? Who has the task of destruction and establishment? By forgetting who the God of the Gita is, they have ruined the Gita. This is their greatest mistake. Then, secondly, at Jagannath Puri, they have made statues of the deities portrayed in very dirty postures. The government has forbidden the keeping of dirty pictures. Therefore, explain this to them. These things about the temples do not enter anyone's intellect. Only the Father sits here and explains these things. Look how you children write a letter with your promise. Some of you write it in blood. There is a story of how Draupadi tore off a piece of her sari and bandaged Sri Krishna's bleeding wound. That is a symbol of her love. Your love is for Shiv Baba. This one, Brahma, can bleed. He can feel pain, but Shiv Baba cannot feel pain because he doesn't have a body of his own. If Sri Krishna had been wounded, he would have felt pain, and so how could you call him God? Baba says, I am beyond happiness and sorrow. Yes, I do come and make you children constantly happy. It said that Shiva is constant. They say that Shiva is the one who gives constant happiness. I love my sweetest, long-lost and now-found worthy children who imbibe this knowledge and remain pure, those who remain truly enlightened and yogi. A physical father would also have some good children and some bad children. Some turn out to be very bad and thereby defame their family name. They become very dirty. The same thing happens here. They become amazed. They come here and belong to Baba. They listen to this knowledge. They give this knowledge to others, and then they divorce Baba. This is why you are asked to write a letter of your faith. This letter will then be presented to you. Some of you even write it with your blood. You make a promise, writing it in blood. Nowadays, people are made to take the oath, but that is a false oath. To believe that God is present everywhere means to take the oath with the consciousness, I am God and you are God. The Father says, you now understand how the Father can be present everywhere in a practical way. Baba sees through the windows of these eyes. This is a foreign body taken on loan. Baba is the tenant making use of this house. Similarly, Baba says, I make use of this body. Baba looks at you through these windows. He is present here and looking at you. A soul would definitely have to work through his organs. I have entered this one, and so I would definitely speak. I would certainly have to pay rent for the use of these organs. You children are now changing hell into heaven. You are the ones who have to awaken everyone. You are those who give everyone light. Everyone else is sleeping in the sleep of Kumbhakarna. You mothers awaken them. You make them into the masters of heaven. The majority of you here are mothers. This is why it is said, salutations to the mothers. You are the ones who shot the arrows at Bishampitame, etc. The arrows of Manmanabhav and Madhyajibhav are very easy to shoot. It is with these arrows that you become able to conquer Maya. You have to remember the One Father and follow the Srimat of that one. The Father teaches you such elevated actions that you will not have to repent for your actions for 21 births. You are becoming ever healthy and ever wealthy. You have become the masters of the world many times. You attained your kingdom and then lost it again. You jewels of the Brahmin clan play the parts of heroes and heroines. You children play the most elevated parts in the drama. Therefore, you should have a lot of love for the Father who makes you so elevated. Baba, you perform such a miracle. I never had the slightest thought that I was Narayan. Baba says, you children were like Lakshmi and Narayan and deities. Then, whilst taking rebirth, you changed into devils. Now make effort and claim your inheritance. It is said, the more effort one makes, the more visions one receives. Only the One Father taught you this Raja Yoga. You can now teach this true and easy Raja Yoga to others. Your duty is to give everyone the Father's introduction. Everyone is now orphaned. Out of multi-millions, only the few who understood these things in the previous cycle will understand. Baba has said that if you want to see the greatest fools in the world, you can see them here. They are those who divorce the Father, the one who would have given them the inheritance for 21 births. This is fixed in the drama. You are now children of God Himself. Then you will take birth as children of the deities, the warriors, the merchants, and the Shudras. You have now changed from the devil's children into God's children. The Father comes from the supreme abode to change you from impure to pure. You should thank Him so much. People on the path of devotion also thank Him so much. They wouldn't thank Him when they are unhappy. You are now being given so much happiness. Therefore, you should love Him so much. If you make a connection with the Father and speak to Him with love, why would He not listen? You should wake up during the night and talk to Baba. This Baba continues to share His experiences. I remember Baba a great deal. There are even tears of love whilst in remembrance of Baba. What was I, and what has Baba made me? The same applies to you too. You are now becoming like that. Baba also helps those who stay in yoga. Your eyes will open automatically. Your bed will shake. Baba wakes many up in this way. The unlimited Father has so much mercy. When Baba asks you why you have come here, you reply, Baba, I have come to be taught how to become worthy of marrying Sri Narayan in the future. Or, I have to pass this examination to be able to marry Lakshmi. This is such a wonderful school. These are such wonderful matters. This is the greatest university. However, the government doesn't allow you to use the name Godly University. One day they will definitely accept this. People will continue to come. They will say that this certainly is a very big university. Baba sits you in his eyes and teaches you. He says that he will take you to heaven. So if you talk like this to Baba a lot, Baba will give you a lot of help. He will open the locks on those whose throats are choking. By having remembrance at night, you will experience a lot of pleasure. Baba tells you his experience and tells you how he talks to Baba in the morning hours of nectar. The father says to you children, be cautious. Do not defame the name of this clan. Do not take back the five vices you have donated to him. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Baptada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. In order to be loved by the father, be merciful and remain present on service. Be worthy and obedient and thereby become a true jnani and yogi soul. 2. Wake up early in the morning hours of nectar and have a sweet conversation with the Father. You must give thanks to the Father. In order to experience the Father's help, remember the most beloved Father with a lot of love. Blessing. May you have the eternal fortune of happiness by having constant zeal and enthusiasm and by singing songs of happiness in your mind. You children who have the fortune of happiness receive imperishable success by using eternal methods. Wah, wah. Songs of happiness constantly emerge in your minds. Wah Baba, Wah Fortune, Wah Sweet Family, Wah the beautiful time of the elevated confluence age. Each action is Wah Wah, and so you have the eternal fortune of happiness. The question, why me, can never enter your minds. Instead of why, you say wah, wah, and instead of I, you say baba, baba. Slogan. Put this imperishable government stamp on whatever thoughts you have, and you will stay strong. Om Shanti.